This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Before it left town last Friday, Congress solved at least one sequester-related snafu. Those air traffic control delays have been dispatched. But what about all the other ways budget cuts have hit us or will hit us? The National Institutes of Health says, thanks to the sequester, it has lost about $1.5 billion that would ordinarily have gone for biomedical research. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the NIH. Dr. Collins, good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you.
Give me the thumbnail sketch, would you, of medical research and innovation in medicine in this country today?
It is a fantastically exciting time. All of us involved in medical research are exhilarated by the pace at which discoveries are now possible. Technology has played a big role in that, and I will not be able to resist mentioning that one of those is genomics, since I had the privilege of leading the Genome Project. That has made it possible to do things that I wouldn't have imagined could have been done in our lifetime.
I wonder, though, the state of medical research in the current political environment. Maybe I should have better phrased my question.
Well,
he smiles broadly before answering the question.
I'm happy to say that support for medical research down through the decades has been very much a bipartisan effort. This is not an issue that seems to have particular appeal to one party or the other. Medical research is about all of us, our loved ones, ourselves. And it's also a great way of stimulating the economy. So what's not to love here?
But surely you are being affected by the sequester.
We are. Because we're part of the discretionary budget.
Yeah.
And so this poison pill that when originally designed, it was intended to be so poisonous that no one would swallow it. It got swallowed and we got poisoned.
I can't help but wonder, though, what went through your mind when you saw the air traffic control situation and Congress falling all over itself to fix that?
When you look at air traffic control, it affects people in an obvious way. Medical research, maybe not so obvious. The lead time between making a discovery and having a clinical benefit is years. But we are putting a generation of young scientists at serious risk by the loss of about $1.7 billion from our budget halfway through the fiscal year.
Tell me more about that. Imagine you, instead of being the, what, 65-ish-year-old man you
63,
are? 63,
please.
I apologize. But put yourself in some kid's, you know, some 25-year-old postdoc shoes right now. What are you thinking when you look at the state of things?
Well, I know very well because I spent last weekend in Chicago meeting with the MD-PhD students who are part of the American Physician Scientist Association, a wonderfully gifted group of visionary young scientists. This is our future. And when I've met with them in the past, they wanted to talk all about the science they were thinking about and the ideas they had. And this year, they're asking, is there a future for us? Do we have a career path? Should we think about doing something else or maybe going to another country? The anxiety is palpable and understandable considering what's happening.
Do you worry that the NIH might be defunded out of existence someday just in this rush to cut government spending?
I can't imagine a rational society, which we claim to be and generally are, making that case, because when you consider what NIH has done for the health of our society, it is dramatic. And then you add up what that means to the economy, my gosh. But it's also about our health and about the ability to be able to prevent and treat terrible diseases that are going to afflict all of us eventually if we don't have better answers. So we are a great way to spend your money.
When was the last time you actually got to spend some of that research money, doing work in a lab or talking to a patient?
Actually, last week. I have a lab.
Really?
Yeah, I have a lab, about 10 people. We work on diabetes and we work on aging, and we're making substantial advances.
Are you ever tempted to chuck this whole NIH thing and just go to your lab?
The lab is wonderful mental health for me when I'm getting a little bit frustrated with the political circumstances and the budgetary squeeze. And it also keeps me anchored in the reality of what science is capable of doing, which is exhilarating. And things that are being done by single postdocs in my lab, I could not have imagined a group of 100 people being able to do 10 years ago. It's just that's the way in which things have advanced.
Francis Collins, he's the director of the NIH, National Institutes of Health. Dr. Collins, thanks a lot for coming in.
Great to be with you, Kai.